12 months was 1.9%, making the average house worth just over £214,000. And it may be the season of goodwill, but 30% of us say we dread spending Christmas with our family. The main reasons are petty squabbles, too many people in one room, and having to update our relatives on our relationship status.
Thank you very much, Adam. Is everybody ready?
Ready.
Shall we do this?
100% we should.
Christmas is presents.
Spending it with the little kiddies, seeing my little two babies' faces at Christmas time.
Waiting for our dad to let us know if Santa has been or not. And then me and my sister just rushing down the stairs when he says he has.
I love, 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 love Christmas.
Let the magic begin!
John Lennon. So this is Christmas, what have we done? And what have you done?
He's 17. He just reminds me of Christmas.
We always get to open our stockings first.
Have to have a large glass of sherry while cooking Christmas dinner.
We always get new pyjamas. I think that's quite a normal tradition.
We go to the pantomime with my family and there's about 15 of us.
Christmas Eve, we always have cheese, biscuits and pork when we watch the carol service.
My favourite Christmas song is Last Christmas. I like it because it gets everyone happy.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. Merry
Christmas. My favourite Christmas song is Merry Christmas Everyone by Shaking Stevens. It's just a feel-good song that makes you want to get up and dance.
My favourite Christmas song is I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by Wizard.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, it's Michael Bublé. Have a very Merry Christmas, everyone.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
Nat King Cole's Christmas song. It's what brings Christmas home to me. It just makes me feel happy inside.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
When I was about 12, unwrapping a bicycle.
My Fame velour tracksuit when I was 6.
Christmas.
What I love about Christmas is gotta be the turkey.
Building snowmen.
The reindeers coming on the house and eating our carrots.
But I love the Christmas tree at Christmas.
Christmas lights, isn't it? You know, I remember as a kid, you know, the lights in Oxford Street, Regent Street, you know, you travel up to see those.
So I think it's all about spending time with your family.
Wrapping up presents and watching the children open them, that's the best thing.
It's a time of sharing.
Just last year, on the 13th of December, stood in the maternity ward at Southend General, phoning the family to say Finn had been born.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Merry Christmas!
So that's it, everyone. This is officially the start of Magic's 100% Christmas with Sky Cinema. Movie Magic on demand this Christmas.
Oh, I get a little bit emotional. We need to find out what song everybody voted for. If you remember, we were all championing a song. Ronan and I wanted Wham. Nick was wanting to go with the Pogues. Now, they're all good songs. But it's what you feel you really want. Angie was all for Mariah. Richard wanted Chris Rea. The Take That Boys are still here. You're going to bring us the results. You're here until 10, actually, this morning as part of the 100% Christmas kickoff.
So, here
Howard,
we go.
Yes.
In fourth place,
the
Chris
roll.
Rea. Oh. Driving Home for Christmas with 11%.
Really?
Mm. Wow.
Pressure. In the medals. Got up on the podium. In third place is Mariah Carey.
Oh, there she is on the podium.
Interesting.
Yeah, she's on the podium.
She's not going to be happy with that, is she?
She's giving a wave, turning around.
She's going to have a fit when she is.
Is she? Who's going to tell her that?
She's going to walk off.
Oh, yeah.
She'll be out. Just lost your interview there.
All I Want for Christmas, 14%.
Wow, okay. Second place. Nick's choice. The Pogues and Kirsty MacColl.
Second place.
Mine too. Mine would have been my choice. Fairy Tale of New York with 37%, which means in first place and winning by a massive 1%.
Yes!
It's Take That. No, hang on. It's Ronan and Harriet's choice. Wham! Last Christmas, 38%.
Fantastic. I love this song. What does it remind you of?
No surprise,
eh? When you think, what, that we...
I mean, come on.
It's not what you're saying.
On your show.
What are you saying?
You've won. It's funny that.
Christmas celebration.
I wonder what she's been doing all morning. She's been clicking away, voting all morning.
Yeah,
But we're about to play Wham! Last Christmas. What does it make you feel of when you have these songs, when you hear these songs?
It makes me feel of sadness and commercialism, this one.
I knew I'd like you.
Do you remember the Grinch?
Yeah.
Well, that was fictional. This is real.
Yeah. Getting the measure of it now,
yes,
aren't we?
Yeah.
Gary.
I think of George, actually. I think of George. We only met him a few times, didn't we? But what a super talent. What a fantastic band Wham were. Yeah. Brilliant, brilliant track.
Yeah. Okay.
Will outlive us all.
Yes.
Grosh bottle tops on my shoes when I was at school.
That were you a Brossette.
Remember that?
Bross,
white t-shirt, or was that Bross? Wrong guy.
Well, Bross. No, Bross.
Was that Bross?
To Bross. Okay, but anyway, going to the disco. The last dance.
Yes.
The last dance.
It's a good last. It's a smoking number at the end.
I always felt like I was stood on the end of the dance floor.
Oh, come on, Mark. Don't make us cry.
Mark, this was last week.
Gary.
I was wearing gross bottle top.
Gary, will you do the honours for us?
Okay, sure.
There's a big green button here. If you can lean over and press this. I'm not touching it. You are in charge. You are launching Christmas.
Go!
Oh!
Christmas!